You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Are plant-based diets bad for longevity? Let's look at the evidence. A recent study examining diet and longevity in adults over the age of 80 has sparked headlines suggesting that eating meat may be necessary to live to 100. If you only read the summaries or social media posts, you might walk away thinking plant-based diets are a liability for long life. After reading the study closely and researching physician-backed nutrition guidance, I believe that the framing is misleading. I'm not a doctor. This piece is based on reviewing the study itself, understanding how observational research works, and comparing the conclusions being reported in the media with what the data actually supports. I'm also open to thoughtful rebuttals to my logic and welcome discussions in the comments. The goal here is simple. Let's separate what the study shows from what is being implied. The research looked at adults age 80 and older in China and asked a very specific question. Among people who have already reached advanced age, is there an association between dietary pattern and reaching 100 years old? Participants were categorized as omnivores or vegetarians, with the vegetarian subgroup that included people who still consumed eggs, dairy, or fish. A smaller subgroup was classified as vegan. The outcome measured was whether participants reached age 100 during the follow-up period. Importantly, this was an observational study. It does not prove cause and effect. The strongest association reported in the study appeared in participants who were underweight, defined as having a BMI under 18.5. In people who were not underweight, the association between diet type and reaching 100 was not statistically significant. This matters because in adults over 80, being underweight is often a red flag for issues that go far beyond diet alone. These can include chronic illnesses, muscle loss, difficulty chewing or swallowing, depression, social isolation, medication side effects, or limited access to food and care. In other words, low body weight at that age is frequently a marker for frailty or underlying health problems, not simply food preference. One of the biggest challenges in a study like this is something called reverse causation. People often change how they eat because they are already experiencing health decline. Reduced appetite, digestive issues, difficulty preparing food, or medical advice can all push someone towards eating less overall or avoiding certain foods. When this happens, dietary labels can become the result of declining health rather than the cause of it. The study does not establish that avoiding animal products cause people to live shorter lives. It shows that underweight individuals who followed more restrictive diets had lower odds of reaching 100. Those are not the same conclusion. Another important detail is that most of the participants labeled as vegetarian were not fully plant-based. Many still consumed eggs, dairy, or fish. This makes it difficult to use this study as evidence against vegan or fully plant-based diets, especially when nutritional adequacy was not deeply analyzed. The study does not tell us whether participants were getting enough calories, protein, vitamin B12, or other essential nutrients. Advanced ages, insufficient intake of calories and protein can be dangerous regardless of whether someone eats meat or not. More accurate takeaway from this research is not that animal products are required for longevity. It is that undernutrition and frailty are serious risks in the oldest populations. Older adults, especially those with low body weight, maintaining adequate energy intake, protein, and key nutrients becomes critical. Any dietary pattern that is poorly planned or too restrictive can contribute to decline if these needs are not met. That reality applies to omnivores, vegetarians, and vegans alike. Many headlines simplify the findings into a narrative that meat consumption is necessary for extreme longevity. That conclusion is not supported by the study design. The research does not compare lifelong dietary patterns. It does not control for all the causes of weight loss or illness. It does not prove that eating animal products extends life. What it does show is that among very elderly, underweight individuals, dietary restrictions combined with frailty may reduce survival odds. That is a very different message than what is circulating. A balanced interpretation would be this. Longevity in advanced age depends heavily on overall health, functional ability, social support, and adequate nutrition. For older adults, ensuring sufficient calories, protein, and essential nutrients is more important than adhering rigidly to any dietary label. Plant-based diets can support long-term health when they are well planned. They can also become risky if they're not adapted to the changing needs of aging bodies. This study highlights the importance of nutrition adequacy in the elderly. It does not prove that eating meat is required to live to 100. I am not a doctor, and this is not medical advice. My perspective is based on reading the study carefully, understanding its limitations, and comparing it with established nutrition guidance from physicians who work in preventative and lifestyle medicine. If you see flaws in the reasoning or interpret the data differently, I welcome respectful discussion. The goal is not to defend a label or attack a diet, but to prompt honest conversation about health, aging, and what the science actually supports. Too often, nuance is lost in the headlines. We all deserve better than that. I'm Sean A. Russell, founder of VegansExplore.com and host of this podcast. We release every single day. So if you guys want to check out all of our episodes, scroll through wherever you're listening or watching this, or go to VegansExplore.com/podcast to get all the episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.